It's RPG Season 2, and we are still in Ravenloft. If you've been listening, you know that last time, we totally beat the vampire. And so...
Why are we even here?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably all going to be wrap-up and
epilogue.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody knows when you when the major vampire comes at you out of gout of flame and you wail on him and you're almost all dead, but you do a bunch of damage and he turns into mist, that he is clearly totally defeated.
So since everyone else in the party is at single digit HP, can I loot your bodies when you
collapse? I got 19. Like, I will fight you.
So, have a second wind.
I'm Randy. I am playing Simon Hellstrom, the ranger cleric fighter with rapiers and pistols and hates the undead and all that kind of stuff.
And I'm Joe, and I'm playing the oozing bloody butthole of Giordano. a papal deacon who's, I don't know, thought it'd be a good idea to go check out the Shroud guy.
I'm Wendy. I am playing Sasha, your thieving rogue, who is not afraid to run away and hide.
I'm playing Cornelius Orn, the human warlock that is was brought in here because he made a deal with Satan and then fucked over everybody else, made a deal with Satan and all his old buddies, and then the church got a hold of him and tricked him into somehow, cursed him into working with them, even though he hates the fucking church, and now realizing that maybe he kind of made a mistake fucking over his other buddies,
and
because he's got like three hits.
Yes, like Simon and like Deacon, he has been savagely beaten within an inch of his life.
Also, I'm pretty sure you're still on fire.
Yes. The last fight was so stressful, he set himself on fire.
In a good way, in a good way.
Like I said, 19 hit points, hiding.
I'm Maximilian Stark. I'm a Landesknechter, and I am, as my people say, a Starker.
I never say that.
And I'm Sam. I'm the guest GM, and I will be your slaughterer this evening.
Oh, way to really bring the room up. Hey. Yeah.
So where we left off, you're in the catacombs below Castle Ravenloft.
Very certainly we're all going to die.
A low-ceilinged space of hewn stone and hewn stone floor smells of bat guano. It smells even worse now that it's all been set on fire.
Yeah, it smells like blood and bat guano, my favorite.
A huge cavernous space that's broken up by these alternating mausoleums that run from floor to ceiling. And you guys are standing in the midst of the place with, you know, stuff is still burning all over there. And you are, there's no sound except for your frantic breathing.
And the blood gushing out of us.
I feel like a couple of you are moaning.
The occasional groan. But other than that, it is all dark.
Now, you said there were a couple roamers that ran away from us earlier. Is it possible some of them got taken out by all the fireball and the effect damage stuff?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, I say we go to the back of the mausoleum, see if there's a defendable space, and... you know, maybe you get some of your hit points
that night.
Yeah, well, clean up the place first, though, the remaining members.
Like,
yeah,
Leonard's tomb should be pretty defensible, right?
I think that we should try to avoid as much combat as possible at this point.
Do you have any healing ability left at this point, Joe?
Nope.
We're both out.
Okay. So, without that, yes. Your plan, except also we need to clear out those roamers.
Yeah.
Clean up the what?
The roamers.
The ones who turned.
The ones who...
Want to fight somebody with three hit points?
Okay. Well, do we have to go pick a fight?
Big boy.
What if they just stay frightened?
Let's just go and go find some place that we can hold up.
So here's the thing. If you can make it until dawn, in theory, you can take a good rest.
Yep.
How do we have a guesstimate on how far away dawn is?
Okay, so here's our vote. Do we continue to explore down here, or do we go back to the golem room and try something else?
Well, do we have any notion how long it is till dawn?
You probably have an hour or two.
Okay, we can.
I don't want to go back in the golem room with only three hit points for people. Like, I feel like the golem room.
Agreed.
Well, it's not the golem room; it's the other rooms that we go into that are the problem.
I feel like even getting through the golem room.
I mean, if we go to the golem room, all we have to do is put another gemstone in the thing.
Yeah, say that now.
Well, if it follows the rules,
if we take a long rest, do we get all those hit dice thing back?
You'll get half of your hit dice back that you've spent.
Okay. That's what
so we need at least a short rest. We're too effed up to go on without that. So I think we start with a short rest. If nobody messes with us for an hour, then we try and take a long rest.
That seems like a good plan.
So we need to find a defensible spot, which I think means we go back up the stairs to where we last took a short rest.
Well, it wasn't stairs.
Back down the hallway.
Okay, well. Which means we need to clear out the roamers, because otherwise they're going to mess up our rest.
Well, at least no monsters are probably coming through the door all the way to the end, you know, the trap room door.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Do we really need to clear out the roamers?
Well, otherwise we're going to deal with them while we're trying to rest.
Are you sure of that?
Pretty sure. I'm just saying, we find them. How many were left?
If we jump over the trap door, right?
Mm-hmm. I forgot about the trap door. That's a good point.
We go back all the way back to the door to the trap room is at our back, and there's a long distance between whatever comes next and rest there. Or we couldn't rest there.
At least 100 yards. Flat,
but at least at the top of the, as far as we can go.
Yeah. No, I agree. I forgot about the...
GM's wanted to say something.
There are four that ran away.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was thinking we could pick off a couple with guns and bows, but yeah, four's too many. You're right. We forgot about the pit. Let's go over the pit and hope it stops them from getting to us.
All right. So you're going to withdraw to the long passage.
To the end of the long passage.
All
right. Right at the top.
You make your way back through the door that you pushed over when you came in. And sure enough, there's the hewn tunnel that goes a long way down. And since you remember that the trap door is there, there's no chance that any of you will accidentally trip it this time. Because you're so clever. And you make your way back down to the end of it. And so you're just going to camp out in the same spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Suppose anybody has
Why do you say it like that?
Just ask.
how many of us have artificial life point maximums now?
I've got one.
Artificial?
Yeah,
you dropped below your...
Yeah, yes, I do.
I did twice.
I think we're all pretty much after that one.
But there's nothing we can do about that.
Nothing we can do on that.
Yeah, not until we can find
I didn't take any of those, but I'm still only at 19 hit points. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so short rest?
Take the short rest and go ahead and get what short-term gains we can.
All right. DM, do we get a short rest?
You get a short rest.
Okay. All right, so everybody spend healing surges.
So during the resting...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing? Are you resting at the top of the stairs or at the bottom of the stairs?
I thought you said we couldn't rest at the bottom of the stairs.
That's true. All right. Yes.
Yeah, at the top of the stairs.
I'll actually stay on guard. I'm still at 69 hit points. I'm only shy like 2 HP. So okay. I'm good. I'll go ahead and stand watch.
So do a long rest, I get 2 of my hit dice.
Dice come back on short rests. You only burn them on short rests.
Whatever you've got left, you might want to spend at this point.
Yeah.
All right. That's 4, 6, 8.
4.
Cool. All right. So, I'm at 30... I'm at 33 of my 49 current maximum.
Yeah, I got myself back up to 24 of my lower 36 maximum.
Yes, finally.
Of my 25 maximum.
I get my
priority
back.
Dice.
Okay, you don't get the. Oh, yeah, you can
short
get
rest.
Back.
Yeah.
17.
Now, since we're just killing time until dawn at this point and just kind of standing guard between waiting, if I cast a spell during this waiting period, I'd get it back after the long rest, too, right?
Yes.
Well, if you do a ritual, does a ritual burn a slot?
Rituals don't burn slots. Yeah. What are you looking to do?
Identify.
You can cast as a ritual, and you don't have to worry about that at all.
Now, what were those items that we found?
The items that you found.
Oh, right.
Oh, you mean in the tomb?
Or? Yes, in Leonardo's.
None of them are magical.
None of them are magical?
Okay.
Sorry.
Did we loot the corpsey dudes?
Yes.
I don't know if they had anything.
Did they have anything?
They didn't really have anything.
Okay.
Can Giordano cast stuff as rituals?
Like what?
Like healing or anything? I was wondering if there's anything.
There's no spells are going to be rituals that are that useful, sadly.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
That's the church.
I didn't.
Hey, you can cast Fireball as a ritual.
You're going to feel better, but it's not going to do a whole lot.
The big money spells, you got to cast those.
Fair enough.
The utility stuff, sure, you can do rituals.
So a short rest is what, an hour?
A short rest is an hour.
All right, but it's still not dawn yet at that point?
It is still not dawn at that point.
So are we just going to basically sit more guardedly and wait for dawn?
Let's sit more guardedly and see if we can take an actual 8-hour rest and heal and that kind of thing.
Okay. Does anything happen between
that's what we're going to go for.
Long rest?
You will get your short rest.
Okay.
After an hour.
Uh-huh.
You hear something from down the corridor.
Is down it Ed McMahon corridor. With a big check?
Is it Beyonce? It's a backup dancer.
Is it an undead vampire dragon?
It is the sound of a woman's voice singing.
It is Beyonce with some backup dancers.
Guys, women are never bad. So totally
guys, I'm going to vote for, fuck it, if she has a problem, that's her problem. Stand here.
You said she was singing?
Mm-hmm.
What, does it sound like a it's happy just tune?
No, it's a...
She's like Enya, and it's just not
so no, it's this lyrical, melodic line.
It's not
on
spelling.
Any words.
Okay, so she's the locomotive. Okay.
The good news, guys, is whatever she is, she won't be as bad as Strahd.
Yeah, that's a high bar.
You don't think it's a spell.
Is she at least on tune? Because that's about
it. Do we have any, like, nope, is there a way to detect if there's anything magical about her song?
Make an arcana check, I guess.
Okay.
That's the thing I could do. 15?
19.
No, it's not a spell in and of itself. It's just very lovely.
Wait,
and then
shut up.
You see something.
You see
something at the end of the hallway.
Okay, what do I see?
There is a shape there.
Is it Michael Myers?
No. It looks to be a woman.
Okay.
She is emitting light, and she's moving down the corridor towards you.
You know, in another place, I might say, an angel, but probably not here.
I'm just wondering, should we try to talk to her? Or we try, like... We're kind of a shoot first, ask question.
At this point, I'm more willing to make negotiations than anything else.
So somebody should yell out something like, "Hold! Who approaches?
Hey, baby, what's the deal?"
She does not answer.
Hey,
she continues singing, and she gets closer.
Stop my microaggressions.
So far, he's the only one who can see her, and you can't make much out. She's just a point of light.
Now that I can see her, can I make an arcana roll for what she is?
Sure.
Is she floating or walking?
She looks like she's walking.
That's like in the 20s. So
okay. She walks right over the trapdoor thing and it doesn't trip.
No, she's a ghost.
So. Awesome.
And she is astonishingly beautiful.
Okay.
She has very, very pale white skin and she's wearing this diaphanous gown thing that you really can see through.
So
can you see through her?
A little bit, yes.
Okay.
So my arcana and common sense tells us she's a ghost.
And yes, and her eyes are gleaming. And you recognize from the shape of her eyes and her ears that she's not human. That she's of the fair folk. She's of the fae. And they're ghosts.
She's not a ghost.
Nasty.
I didn't think...
She's a banshee. Everybody close your ears.
Well, I did detect nothing magical.
Well, banshees come for those who are about to die, and I'm just saying.
Yeah, banshees don't actually start out doing the shriek.
No, I'm just saying she might.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we want
to? Do I speak Elvish? I speak Elvish, right?
I don't think any of us speak Elvish.
Oh, do you have language Elvish?
No, I don't.
Elves
are creatures of legend.
Yes, in this particular world, there aren't a lot of elves around anymore.
Every now and then people show up and it's like, oh yes, I was elf in Elfland. And it was like, uh-huh, right.
I wish I was drunk.
Suggestions?
Do I have any earplugs in the Witch Hunter's kit? That seems weird, but worth a shot.
Well, if any of us have candles, you can make
your... You can wax your ears. Yes.
I am totally waxing my ears.
Okay.
Well, my ears are a bit hairy, so I think I would follow suit.
Seems like a good plan.
All right. She stops about 60 feet away.
Okay.
So she's barely in the vision of those of you who don't have infinite dark vision.
Okay.
Hi, what do you want? So I got the earplugs in.
You realize you're shouting.
No! I didn't hear that.
So... She stands there, and she looks at all of you.
Hi!
I like your dress. Who's your designer?
We come to defeat Strahd.
Do you?
Join us! Help us! Your people hate vampires!
What is she speaking?
She's speaking the common tongue.
Okay.
Your people, hate vampires. Why would you help him against us?
My people.
Your beautiful race, once with us, now departed.
What do you know of my people?
Well, I do have a lot of arcana, so...
What do you mean, what do you know of my master?
Uh-oh.
And who do you think you are to defeat him?
If we defeat him, we could free you from your enslavement.
I am no slave.
Okay, you're...
we also contract, got lollipops.
Your contract is unfavorable terms.
What are you? A headhunter?
You do not know to whom you are speaking.
Okay.
But we're perfectly willing to hear.
Yes.
Would you care to introduce yourself,
Sasha,
madam?
Sasha. Who are you? Nice to meet you.
I am the queen of the night.
You're a Leah?
And I will brook no pretenders. And she looks at you, and she says, how dare you come here? How dare you bring her here? And then she gets really, really upset.
Sorry, crazy.
And her entire face basically implodes to where it stretches down to the bones, and she shrieks.
So wait, what race
are you? What'd you do now?
Ooh, I'm human.
I think you think she is someone that she is not.
I need everyone to make me a DC Constitution save.
Will the earplugs give us advantage or anything?
The earplugs give you advantage.
Uh-oh, okay. Nine.
Wait,
if you did not tell me that you were earplugged, you're not earplugged.
Damn it. I didn't say it out loud.
I'm 18.
Oh, 20 then.
Constitution. All right. I got a 14.
Are you kidding me? Six.
Oh.
16.
Did you say you were earplugged?
No.
Sorry. What did everybody get?
14. 16.
18.
I can attack 20. Like a mofo, 14. But I cannot save myself.
She wails.
Yep. Yeah.
Your hit points are zero.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
We can. Do you have the capability? Oh, you don't have a slaughter anymore, right? Oh,
yep.
Well, yeah.
She's stable. She's just at 0 points.
Actually, she's not stable. She's not stable. Someone will need to stabilize her with a medicine roll.
Right. Next time someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
You don't ask me as a god, I only say you are the gods.
It's true. I asked them this morning.
So what are y'all going to do?
Oh, I can do Spirit the Dying on her.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to do that.
All right.
That? It's a cantrip.
What does it do?
It makes her not die.
It keeps people from bleeding out.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
I'm going to fling my last vial of holy water at her.
I don't know what I said to piss her off, guys. I'm just saying. I'm trying to be friendly.
You just have one of those faces.
Here's how you said it.
What, friendly? I didn't even have my Russian accent on.
Okay. So you fling your vial of holy water at her?
Yeah.
Okay. Fling it.
All right. That was a 12.
Okay. That hits.
Okay. All right. So let's see. It's 2d6s.
Some queen of the
night. I need some sixes.
Sorry.
I know the rogue has them.
The rogue is not needing them right now.
Let's see, that's 9 points.
And next time I'm going to bring my
she burns.
Okay. I die.
And she steps back.
Hit points again.
And then all of you have got the wax in the ears, so you're having a hard time hearing her.
Yeah.
Although when she spoke, it was like half in your mind.
Okay.
So you could totally understand what she was saying.
Right. But we do bad lip reading.
But now she staggers back, and then she straightens up.
Mm-hmm.
And this wax in the ear, you hear another voice. It's very low.
You think she's surrendering?
Thanks, Strahd's song.
I know, yeah.
And then in your minds you hear, no, my lord, no, forgive me, forgive me. And she shrieks, and then she just, she vanishes into dust.
Well, that was a relief. Thanks, Strahd.
That can't be good.
And well, I guess it's not done yet.
There are shapes walking down the hallway.
Oh, come on.
Well, come on, rotting friends.
Lots of shapes.
Are we already in the enrolled
Look,
initiative?
We're right down the stairs.
No,
you're
close.
Right down the stairs is the golem room. We can put the indestructible door between us and them. I'm just saying.
I would like to cast a spell, if
what,
possible, at
what
this
spell?
Point. Let's see. I have two
Switch
choices
adventures.
Here. I can either fireball and take out a bunch of them, or I could wall fire. What do you guys think?
Wall of Fire is a good one.
Yeah.
Right, let's cast a Wall of Fire between them and us.
Am I even conscious at this point?
No, you're out. Sorry. So. You're on death's door, but you're not going to die.
Basically, as far down the hallway as I can cast Wall of Fire toward close to them,
okay.
But that's still in front of them.
Okay. Now. There is light from the Wall of Fire.
There are now flaming zombies coming towards us.
They keep staggering through it.
Okay.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this will take them down.
It looks like we woke up all the dead people in the mausoleum.
I'll throw a flask of oil.
Okay. This fight is gonna be horrible.
Yeah. We need to.
Yeah. We don't want to fight them. Yeah. All right, so
you should displace.
Yeah, let's beat cheeks.
Let's pick her up.
I hope our secret kill the vampire weapon isn't down in the section, but I guess it's too late now.
All right, let's head back to the Golem room. Yep.
Back to the chamber.
Which gems do we have left?
You should have a white one, a red one, and a blue one.
Yes,
let's throw the blue one.
The blue one.
All right.
I take the blue one from her.
Yeah, because I have
very it. Very still body and chuck it into the fire.
Okay. The left-hand door on that back wall with the three doors, it opens.
All right, we go through that door.
Yeah, we book
it. Right. Come out, drop, go in. All right.
Yep. And, yeah, sure enough, you come in, the door shuts behind you.
We're like, yeah, we know.
You throw the thing in, and you're fine.
Okay.
Hands of the whatever.
The door opens, and you find yourselves there at the bottom of a spiral staircase.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to hurt my knees. All right, let's do it.
It's not comfortable enough to just stay there.
Because the good news is, if they go in that room, they'll be trapped in that room.
Well, I don't think they can get past the door.
Probably not. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They can open it, but they can't get past the other doors.
Is this a restable area?
They can't get past the door that we're
not really
behind.
Not enough space to rest.
Yeah,
I mean, I've slept downstairs.
I'm just saying, I can sleep anywhere.
Well, you're sleeping.
You are.
Yeah, you're having no problem.
That's why I'm saying, guys, I'm sleeping.
Your long rest has begun.
It's on some German.
So, did anyone else notice that the Strahd's bride or whatever seemed real upset about Sasha?
Yes, I did.
Is it possible?
I also noticed that.
Is it possible that Sasha looks like his real bride or someone he loves?
Oh, are you saying we should offer her?
And let's not forget the part where she shot him.
Oh, yeah, she shot him and he looked hurt.
Yeah,
or
he was
at least surprised.
How could you?
Yeah.
All right.
So, reincarnation of his lost love, something like that?
Yeah. Sure.
Or one of those faces.
You know, that's it. God, that's
what... I'm going to go up the spiral staircase while these chuckleheads...
You know, if I'm already dying, guys, feel free to sacrifice me.
That's what they're... No, you're not dying. We've stabilized you.
Well, you're fine. But thank you for the permission.
Yeah.
Well, so, maybe not fine.
You go up the stairs. After about 70 feet.
And I'm carrying her.
Don't weigh that much.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
And he's a big hulking ox.
A big hulking ox, but should we be attacked, I'm holding you right now. So
probably over, like,
I'm doing the farmer's carry.
Yeah.
So you go up 70 feet, and the spiral staircase ends in about a 30-foot corridor where there's another spiral staircase that goes up.
Okay. So now there is a place to rest, right?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay, we keep going.
All right. Keep going.
So you keep going, and you find that this staircase goes up a long way.
Good thing it's leg day.
More than a... It goes up more than 100 feet.
Okay.
And it ends at a door.
Are we above ground yet?
Yeah. It's hard to imagine how you wouldn't be.
Okay. Well, I don't know how far down we went.
Yeah,
we're pretty far down, but
All right.
Not 100 feet.
Let's find a window up in the blinds.
Aim her at the door and see if she can tell us anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to have me use her as a ram.
Yeah.
will she still detect traps unconscious if we, like, throw her at the door?
I don't think
she'll set off traps.
I can try to kick the door open, but I can guarantee that a trap will die.
Nobody here checked the door, so let's open it.
I mean, we all have, you know, who's got a high investigation score?
I've got decent investigation perception.
Yeah, I got +5 investigation.
Then check for traps. You don't have to be a thief to do that.
That's right. It's perception?
It's investigation.
Oh, God. Nope.
Two whiffs.
All right, I'll give a shot.
Already rolled.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
16?
Yep.
Yeah.
You seem to think that the door is okay.
The door is okay, man.
I've got the most hit points. I'll open it.
Okay.
Put me down first.
Yes.
It opens easily.
You're really heavy. Wham.
And beyond, you see a big room. And the main thing you notice is that at the far end of the room, it narrows to a huge hearth. And a massive fireplace with a blazing fire in it.
We found our rest spot!
Are there windows?
There are no windows. There are double doors to your left, directly across, and then down towards the fireplace, there are two more doors leading out. So there's three other exits from this place.
Okay.
The walls, the parts that aren't covered in bookshelves, are paneled and decorated, and there's a carpet on the floor. There are several reading chairs and a couch. Everything is sumptuously furnished. This looks seriously expensive stuff, and it's in very good shape. And the thing that the thing that catches your eye more than anything else on the mantle, over the fire, on the wall,
it's a big portrait of Sasha.
There is a big portrait of Sasha.
Okay, all right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Damn, Sasha, ding, you ding. Are hot. Holy crap!
Let's toss her in the fire.
What is up with you and tossing things in fires?
It's good stuff.
It solves everything. He is a deacon of the Inquisition.
That's true.
They've got a one-track mind.
That's true. All right. So,
and underneath the painting, on the mantle, there is a big, thick book.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
I love books. All right.
Can we get to reading.
Can we barricade? Well, I can't say anything.
He should read the big book.
And we should at
least barricade the doors as much as possible.
Yeah, barricade the doors as best we can.
And, you know, it should be nearly dawn. So.
Is there a window?
No.
No windows.
But,
vampires.
Surprisingly, not big on windows.
No, sure. Fair enough. So I guess I kind of go towards the book and do a, you know, investigation to see if there's any traps on it or near it.
No.
No?
It's a book.
You never know.
I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I read it. Just don't lick your finger when you're turning the page, because I've seen Name of the Rose.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to look it through the book.
All right. You rest.
Yay.
You will get a long rest in.
All right. Yay. So that's everybody back to full hit points. Well, whatever your full fake new
and full hit die.
Full hit dice? No, half your hit dice back.
No.
Well, if I hit 7, is that 3 or 4 then?
Yeah.
It's a good question. Remember, it rounds up or down?
It will round down.
Yes.
So
if I spent 5, I get 2 back?
So yes. So, well, screw it. It rounds up.
Okay.
This module's not fair.
4.
Okay, I'm back to full hit points.
Yep.
Yes.
Me?
Yep.
Everyone is back to full hit points.
Rock and roll.
You regain everybody's spells and abilities and all that good stuff.
I feel so much better. Like, I got some serious snacks.
It's almost like,
hey, Sasha, check out this painting.
Dude, I'm hot.
She's never looked in a mirror before. Is that what I look like?
I look good in that getup. I gotta get me some of that.
In Lower Slobovia, is no mirrors, is against church.
I have good news and bad news. The good news is you're alive and well and all that. The bad news is you might be the vampire's bride.
So, surprise!
I'd like to... Did we ascertain whether he was attractive?
The good news is
of course he's attractive. He's a vampire.
The good news is
he's brutally handsome.
Yeah.
The bad news is he drinks blood.
Yes.
I'm just saying, if I'm doomed to spend eternity with him, it'd be nice if he, you know, looked good.
Yeah, no, he's good. He does have a slight blood vomiting problem.
Hey, Eric, nothing to talk about.
I have that myself. Like I said, you'll never know what you're going to get into in Berlin.
Also, you might have
German
sort of a...
German cuisine.
Blutwurst, if only I had some. But yes, you'll often vomit blood after a night of Blutwurst.
You might also have sort of a Real Housewives of Barovia thing going with a banshee.
Oh my god, I would so watch Housewives of
Barovia. Grab her,
finally, there's a reality show I want to watch.
Do y'all remember what the banshee said, exactly?
We couldn't hear what she said, but...
No, you could hear what she said.
Oh, we heard what she said. We couldn't hear what Strahd said to her.
Yeah, what Strahd said.
I was mostly just taken aback, like, you, how dare you.
After they make the...
She said, how do you bring her, how dare you bring her here, that kind of thing.
You pretender, something like that.
After they finish the What We Do in Secret vampire werewolf movie, they need to do...
The Real Housewives of Barovia.
The Real Housewives of Barovia.
Trivia point.
Yes?
If you read Stoker with a fine-tooth comb, Dracula never made any guys into vampires.
That's true.
That's true.
He only made the women's.
Yes. And you can blame him.
He was the first MRA.
Vlad Rushvili.
Yeah, that's a pickup artist. That's a pickup artist right there.
Yeah, he was a pickup artist.
I can totally nag you into accepting me into your blood.
You know, negging is a lot more effective when it comes with fangs.
My name is Vlad. I wear a lot of dark clothing and a fedora.
Hello, m'lady.
Well, Nerdery Dracula, same way again.
So, what we mean when we say Transylvanian.
Yes.
So here's the deal, guys. This book,
must. Yeah,
it's a really emo biography.
I told you, MRA.
Yeah. Apparently, you know, the whole thing, how, like, Sasha over here is kind of freaking out the vampire.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, I guess it's because he looks like this girl from his past. He used to have this brother named Sergei. And
wait, Sergei?
Sergei.
Yes. Sergei.
Who was really good-looking and younger than him, and they both liked the same girl, but she only liked the brother, and that kind of pissed off the Strahd. And he killed his own brother, and then she wasn't having it, and she ran off and disappeared, and apparently it was that that made him turn into a vampire somehow.
Ooh! So if you kiss him, he won't be a vampire anymore.
It says here he's been hunting for her ever since, and she keeps escaping from his grasp, and I...
Wait, am I immortal? That's awesome.
He's obsessed with her. She is definitely his weakness. Mm-hmm.
Why did you like Sergei so much?
Well, dude, the other guy was a vampire.
Sergei respected her as a woman and a person. And
he, like, you know, like I felt that's really so honored Sergei. And listened to.
As a question, are you dissembling at all? And what you're revealing?
What?
Oh.
Am I dissembling it?
Or are you telling us everything?
Are you being
everything that seemed pertinent.
Okay.
Then
you're probably missing something. Sam is telling you.
I could read the whole thing out loud, but we'd probably get sued for copyright.
All right, sure. Fair enough. Right?
Yeah. I'll read it more carefully as it goes.
Is there anything else? Any other points?
Any hints about how we might kill the vampire?
I do want to seriously ask, though. It says he's been hunting her ever since. How old is Strahd?
He's hundreds of years old, right? Do we have
He's
any...
been hunting her ever since, there and she keeps getting away?
They're not date marked, so...
Oh, yeah. There's no date star dates in there?
it's a fair question of, like...
No, yeah.
That's why would he be hunting her? Because she's probably dead.
I think you've got to be reincarnated. That's what I...
By the way, it hurts every time, like, super bad.
Yeah, yeah.
He says it is the sun and light that he fears the most, but little else can harm him now. Even a stake through his heart won't kill him.
That's important.
But it holds him from movement. But the sword, that cursed sword that Sergei brought, I must dispose of that awful
tool. Which is probably the fucking crypt.
I fear and hate it as much as the sun. So, guess what, guys?
Sword. We
need looking for a sword.
Okay.
Or the sun.
Or the sun.
Or both.
Does anyone have an extra portable sun?
Oh, yeah. Is that helpful?
It's in my TARDIS.
What are the odds he would have buried his brother in his castle? High? Low?
True. Obligation.
Well, he doesn't know where the sword is.
Well, the according to the accountant, the weapon is somewhere in the castle.
Yeah.
And it's on the lower levels.
Oh, no, wait. No, it doesn't say he doesn't know where it is. He just says he has to get rid of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But he can't, because he can't touch it.
Presumably can't
touch
it. Where I could.
Yeah.
Like.
Ooh, if it's a sword, that means I get to use it. I'm very excited about this.
If I know my vampires and my gothic,
wait a minute,
I'm dressing like that. You better.
He probably walled him up in somewhere in here, and he hears his heartbeat.
Ooh, total cask of
yeah. So let's check all the walls.
I cast the tech brother.
Unfortunately, you get the wrong kind of brother, and Shaft comes in.
That works too.
That could be nothing but
modesty forbids me from making my knee jerk response. To the detect brother Smith.
He's the black guy.
Oh, God, no.
Hey, I'm just talking about Shaq.
It's Lois Labovia. There are no brothers here.
Password accepted.
Thin on the ground. If you know what I mean. It's because the country's very racist. Oh, not like Germany.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So maybe we should search all these panels more carefully for, like, secret panels.
Oh, there's a ton of books and shit. Yeah, like, and I'll be there looking might be something
through,
useful here.
I looked through the rest of the books.
Yeah, can we use investigation on the books right now?
You can use investigation.
I really
want
to throw some books in the fire. I'm
definitely.
What is it? Is it just being in the Inquisition that knowledge offends you and you want to burn it?
Look at all the beautiful books we can burn!
I roll a 17 for investigation of the books.
I got a 21.
I got a 13.
There are lots of books. None of them that seem particularly salient to your situation.
I found an interesting one called My Struggle. Would anybody want to... Oh, never mind.
There are... It's books you would expect... a royal family to have in their library. High histories, genealogies, classical works of literature.
Taxonomy of peasants. Yeah,
but, there's no, you know, that the Tome of Strahd is pretty much the only one that seems directly applicable to your current crisis.
I think that's why he had it in such a prominent place.
Is there anything that's particularly applicable to my crisis? My personal crisis of being a member of this church thing?
Oh, that.
Yeah. Naughty, naughty.
You what don't your, know what that your
investigation
I'm doing
roll?
16.
You find a thing or two.
Or 17, sorry.
Actually, yes. There's quite a bit of dark arts stuff in the library. Like more to, than one would expect from a standard
noble. I would definitely be sort of like, without trying to seem
not your cue, Deacon.
Without trying
into
to
the se- fire.
Without trying to seem excited, just like, huh, just take those books aside and bring them with me.
All right.
Since we're resting and we don't want to get out of here too soon, let's play a game of Never Have I Ever. Never have I ever stolen a book of infernal spells.
Oh, yeah. Are there spells in any of these books that I could learn?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just data that might be useful later.
Yes,
for
interesting stuff.
No, just lore. Artifacts, traps, things.
Sword that can kill vampires.
Oh, yes.
On a high shelf.
Doorways. Potions.
So you can throw them in a fire?
Yeah. Everyone is going to need to make me an investigation check.
Okay.
Well, that wasn't it.
You know, I'm just saying.
Oh, Christ.
But when this is all over, you should really come back up here and get the portrait.
8.
Yeah, I also got an 8.
Got 12.
With my previous, my 21, really what I want is a picture of Sergei. Anything?
Nope.
Okay. I got a 13.
Okay.
Who cares? 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Nothing seems to turn up.
Okay.
All right. Well, the sword is not in this room, so we just got to check every other one.
Yeah, the sword's not in the book room. Wow, big reveal.
You know, as an ex-soldier, I feel like looting this place.
Nothing to rape, sorry.
Wow.
So there are three ways out.
Okay.
There's a set of double doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, there's four ways out. There's the way you came in. There's a set of double doors. And then down towards the fireplace, there's a door. There are two doors that face each other.
Okay.
Double door is usually not good for us.
Yeah, that's true.
Lefty Lucy.
What are we looking for next?
The sword.
The sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, it's down below, is what they said.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, do we below. Trust... Honestly, do we trust the vampire's accountant?
Oh, I never trust any CPA.
I mean, he sleeps down below, but maybe he wants the sword as far from him as possible.
You won't believe what my return was after the 30 Years' War.
Do we think he's going to stay up here, or did we want to try door number 3 in Golem Room?
No, I think that you've got a point. He would want to keep the sword away from himself.
Yeah, if he sleeps down below, he might keep the sword in like
an hour
or something.
Let's go through the double doors. What's the worst thing that happened?
I have some Jesus. Ideas.
Armies of the Unholy.
All right.
The armies of the Unholy are definitely down below. So
I say double doors.
I'm fine with that.
All right. No. Yeah.
All right. You open the double doors and you come into a large room. The corners are kind of rounded in, so it's almost like cross-shaped. It's about as big as the last room you were in. It smells very nice in here.
Aww.
Mm.
Aww.
We should do that.
I like this part of the castle, guys.
There's another set of double doors to your left. Opposite the doors that you came in, there is a huge gable window with big, massive drapes covering it up.
Guys, let's open those.
And then against this wall over here, there is a huge... ornately carved 4-poster bed.
Ooh, good busy time.
We could have been sleeping in here, dude.
You could have been sleeping in here, yes.
Fuck a duck.
Probably would have given us a bonus.
And then, yeah, beautiful furniture, carpets, everything. Very, very
so
nice.
So can we rest again and get more points back?
No.
I'm serious. I do want to open up the drapes.
Yeah, we want to open up the drapes.
You open up the drapes. Sunlight.
All right.
Okay.
Yay.
If only there were a way of taking it downstairs with us.
I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but what if we burn this fucking castle down to the ground?
I'm all for that, actually.
If that would work.
It's the only way to be sure.
He's probably got some trap like trapdoor tunnel.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's mostly made out of stone.
Yes,
so.
Yeah. And we also would probably want to make sure we had a way out.
Hard to burn.
Yeah. Oh, okay, no sacrifices.
You can't. You said we could fly. Like, you had that flying.
I do have a flying spell.
Yeah, but you only do two people at a time. Yeah.
At this point, you hear.
Sorry, headbeans.
All right. What do we see? Look around.
Perception roll to see where it's coming from.
There might be someone in the bed.
Yeah, detect.
Oh,
so we
go up to the bed.
Oh, didn't he kidnap somebody's daughter? I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, he did.
I bet she's in the bed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh well,
guys.
Should we kill her? She's probably a vampire.
We should check before that.
Oh yes, we should put her in the sunlight.
Let's try her in the light.
Make sure the light's shining on her.
Come here, darling!
You move the bed drapes.
Come look at the sauna.
And there is a girl lying in the bed. She's wearing rather immodest night clothes.
That's my right.
Judgy. Hey. She can wear what she wants.
She can wear what she wants. However, you would be surprised. Anyway, she has very dark hair, and she's very pale.
Mm. Girl's clearly not feeling good.
Any bite marks on her?
Yep.
Into that light.
Now, what is the rule of vampires? Because in some mythology, if you kill a vampire, everybody's been turned to a vampire. Recently, gets deturned. You know, it depends on the mythology we're talking about.
What do we know?
This is a secondary mission.
Would be an arcana rule.
Okay, I have a favorite enemy undead, which means I get to advantage. Mm.
That means you get advantage.
All right,
yeah, I passed this one.
So I got 18.
All right,
Jesus, 9,
22.
At least I rolled it when it counts.
When a vampire bites you and does the super life-draining reduce your maximum hit points, if that reduces you to zero or below, then you will become a vampire in 3 days. But vampires can decide to do that or not. They can either they can drink your blood, or they can drink your blood and eat your soul.
Okay.
So vampires can just bite somebody and feed off of them as much as they want.
Okay.
So just because he bit her doesn't mean that she's automatically going to become a vampire.
Right. Okay.
If she was going to do that, she'd probably be in the middle of doing it now.
She's just like a little vine press that he keeps in his bed.
I was going to say like a convenience store.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. This is his refrigerator.
So, she's like a keg.
She's in very good health.
Okay. She's basically a Capri Sun.
Does anyone have any beef on them?
They don't have any healing spells they could use on this poor girl.
Anybody? Well,
if we heal her and she has another soul, is she going to be okay?
Every healing spell on her, I can't do for you.
I know.
Yeah. Ask her how many hit dice she has.
I want to know, what are her odds of being evil even if you didn't take her soul?
Yeah, or her usefulness to the world.
We know she's the daughter of the person we were sent here for. Yes. We have to get her out.
We do have if for all the good characters here, which is everybody except Azazel. we do have come on, it says there, right there in your papers that you are an asshole.
It does not
to Cornelius on a heretic und Arschloch.
Where are you reading that?
Bo wrote it while you were out of the room.
On your forehead as well. So yes, we have a moral obligation to make sure this girl does not die.
Well,
I'm fine with that, but can we make sure she doesn't kill us?
She's not a vampire.
But we don't know she's near death. All we
do. She's in very bad health.
Well, she's definitely going to die if we die.
Maybe she just needs some sunlight. Drag her into the sunlight.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah, some vitamin D, baby.
Your reason.
Nobody wants to hear your Ayn Rand heretic logic.
Does it cost us anything to heal her?
Yes.
Yeah, being able to heal you.
Yeah, I've got a problem.
But we need to get her out of here.
Yes.
How?
Toss her out the window.
Super Meat Boy over here.
Oh, yes. I'll more than happily take her back to the village right now. I'll see you back here about dawn tomorrow. Hands up who wants to do that.
We don't even have a way out of the castle right now.
You got a window.
Well, yeah, but that's a way out, all
cast
right.
Fly spell on her.
The castle is on a crag of stone, and there's a gap between it and the rest of the mountain. There was a big drawbridge
Can
you cast flight?
Yep.
I guess I could cast flight and take her myself.
I was thinking just cast
flight and let her go.
Yeah,
but she has to be conscious to direct her flight.
Yeah.
Someone would have to fly her.
So we should heal her.
She's kind of groggy.
Oh.
She's not really that awake.
All I'll fly her back to the village, well, guys. No problem.
No, you may,
well, before we go off sending people flying half-cocked,
yes,
we should talk to her a little and see what's been up.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because it would be bad if she was a vampire and we took her back to the village.
Yes. Sure.
So, look what we brought you. Instant death.
Yes, we attempt to talk to her.
You attempt to talk to her.
You can
finally get her awake, and she doesn't know. She doesn't remember how she got here.
All right.
She's very weak. She doesn't feel good at all.
Could you hold on to this cross for me, darling?
Sure. She can.
Okay.
And
ding ding.
And then, yeah, there's one point where she kind of shudders a little bit and remembers something about eyes in the darkness. Yeah. But she can't remember anything else.
How long does your flight spell last? Is it concentration?
Let's see. Good question, because one would not want it to fail after, like, 30 seconds.
Go back to the village. Uh-oh.
I'll be fine!
Maybe we should just go back to Rome.
Up to 10 minutes. Okay. It doesn't say how. Oh, flying speed of 60.
Look, even if she gets past the crag, bridge, yeah, she's got to get all the way back to the village, and her chances of doing that are
it
not.
It says a flying speed of 60 feet for the duration, but that's not
60 really feet every 6 seconds.
Yes. Every
so
six
it's actually, months. You can go fast. Pretty damn far.
Yeah. All right, so, like, in argument, 10 minutes of flying, would that get us back to the village?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you guys want me to do? You want me to fly her back to the village?
Give her the flight spell and tell her to fly back to the village.
Is she awake enough to do it?
She could be awake.
I think we just wake her up and...
Someone would make a medicine roll.
Everybody have medicine?
Okay, fine. Ooh, no, 11.
That's actually good enough.
Okay,
I have 14, so...
Yeah.
All right. So we get her awake enough. We explain to her how the spell's going to work, tell her to fly back to her village, and... everybody should lock their doors and put up crosses and garlic and fire.
Bring some motherfucking napalm.
From where is she going to fly?
The window.
You're going to open the windows?
I think so.
All right.
Make a window open check.
Okay.
You open the windows.
Yes.
And they open onto basically the battlement of the castle.
Okay.
So you're up at the parapet. And yeah, sure enough.
This is lovely.
Up at the top of the castle.
Yeah. The way that the windows open... is actually Barovia's behind you and way down in the valley, but she can figure that out.
Okay.
So the view from up here is actually pretty impressive.
What a view.
Anything of note?
Well, basically...
This would be a great place to set up a new headquarters.
Out there.
Not that you can tell.
Is there one of those, like, put on the ear?
So this is what the castle looks like.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's a pretty generic-looking evil castle.
Well, yeah, it's got three huge towers, two of which are connected by a bridge... And you see that gabled roof-looking thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Y'all are standing right there.
Okay. All right.
So we need to go into the false tower, is my guess.
Yeah.
I want to go up there.
Yeah, fast travel.
I agree.
What you can do is...
Scale the side.
Actually, looking around...
Can I climb up on the roof?
I can cast fly on two people, remember? So I could cast fly on her to go, and cast fly on somebody else to go fly up and see if there's a way up into the highest points of the castle from the outside.
And you can cast fly on somebody who can take a rope, and then the rest of us can climb up.
Yep.
I could probably just climb up there with a rope.
Yeah, who's the worst at climbing? Who didn't have athletics?
That would be me.
I think we send him flying, and the rest of us climb up a rope. Unless you can't, climb.
I don't know. What am I looking at?
Athletics is what you want.
Athletics, yes.
Zero.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Zero.
Maybe the idea is to send up the brute who can pull people up.
The fruit brute?
Oh my god, so you're talking about me!
Or we send one of you guys, and then we ask if Max will carry someone on his climb.
Perhaps.
I think that's one of those two.
All right, I'm flying up there.
No, okay. We've already sent the girly poo off, right?
We're going to send the girl off, and then you fly up there.
I don't even know if there is a window.
There may not be, but you take some rope, and if there is, tie it off, and give us a tug, and we'll know.
I take as much rope
if you know what I mean.
I take as much rope as we have, and go flying around the tallest parapets looking for a way in.
So I've already said heretics give the best tug jobs.
It is true. You say it disturbingly often.
Like I said... I miss Berlin.
All right, so you go up. You send her away. She flies away like a bird. And then you take flight.
We did one good thing today, guys.
So going up...
Yeah, we flew.
I wave after her, like a little departing fan.
There are three towers.
Yes.
The shortest of them, this big one here.
Uh-huh.
On the top of it, there is basically the top of a staircase, a spiral staircase going down into it. There is also the bridge that goes across to an open doorway in the side of this tower.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Going all the way up to the top here, there is...
of a second highest tower.
Yeah, there is a parapet up here, and there is a trap door there. And then looking up here, this is, like, sealed.
So there's no way up through the...
There are, like, arrow slits and stuff.
But nothing, okay,
but
nothing
there's no... there, like, midway up or anything. It's all alone. The tallest one is all alone.
The tallest one is all by itself.
And there is a window, but it's sealed up?
There's no window. There's just arrow slits and stuff.
There's like, narrow, bitty windows that he can't fit through.
Do any of us have the ability to cast, like, boom? Like, spell that would
cast boom.
Cast boom.
Yeah, but we don't know what's in there, so.
Well, I'm just asking.
Yeah. I mean, yes, we have that capability.
He's got a grenade. We could just throw the grenade.
You still have grenades? I only have one grenade left.
He's the juggernaut, bitch.
So it sounds like one of the two towers would be.
Well, it seems like maybe the taller one.
Sure.
I go to the tower one. Is there a place I can tie off a rope to it, and will it reach down to where they are?
So the tall tower.
Does that make a great name for this module, you know?
between us, we have about 250 feet of rope.
Okay.
Everybody's got rope in their
backs. Like I said, I took all the rope, so.
It would take about 150 feet.
Okay, and each rope is how long, about?
Can we climb up like Batman?
All right.
Yes. So. We're going to walk, yeah, walk
I
up
took
the walls.
All the rope we had, so is that enough?
That is enough.
Okay.
However.
Uh-oh.
Now we see how often you make the climbing checks.
Right.
Yeah. Not me, though.
No, not you.
Not you.
Here are
it
you
would be
there.
So awful if you guys didn't pass your climbing checks, he said, without being serious.
You're not allowed to actively harm us.
I'm not. Yes. Not doing anything, but I can cross my fingers.
You can also stand up there and giggle every time we do.
That's true. Yeah. I'm just saying you can't tie the ropes really loosely.
No, I can't do that.
And we know that, and that's why we're okay with
it. It doesn't matter. Eventually, you'll spend the rest of your days being sodomized for eternity in hell.
All right.
And that makes me happy.
And that's what the birthday card he gave you said.
That's so looking a long time from
happy Geburtstag!
looking down from on high, from way down, you can
just
see...
what I always do.
Well, yeah. You can see, like, there are the peaked roofs and everything, you know? Yeah. And you can see the chimney of that study that you were in. And then around the edge of the castle, there is a parapet. You know, and there are two towers at the front. And then the tower that you're on, the bigger one, right?
Yeah, of the two.
The
middle one, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Looking down, the parapet looks like it goes to some kind of door at the edge. And so the best way for you to lower the rope would be to lower it right there.
Okay, we'll do that.
And so the rest of you, when you go around, you see that basically the battlements run up to the side of the tower, and cut into the side of the tower is a doorway. Without a door, just a doorway.
Okay.
And then there's a rope hanging down.
So, take the rope, or do we just go in?
Well...
because if we could climb, which would be more dangerous than potentially going upstairs, but there might be something in there.
Who's got the strongest athletics?
We should split up.
I've got a +4. What's yours?
+7.
+4.
So you should probably try first.
Am I strong enough to just fly anybody up there?
No.
Oh, God, no.
Damn, maybe I should have flown the brute here.
We may have run out of time, though.
Sorry, big dummy.
No. Once again, sodomized for all eternity.
Or I'll be your boss.
I'm in fine standing with the church.
You are going to need...
I just nearly killed a vampire.
You are going to need to make 5 checks.
Let's not do this. Statistically, I'm going to die.
I think this is a great plan. I'm excited about it. Let's do this.
So do we want to try going up inside then?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, going up inside? Yeah, that's what I would rather do.
We're going to try the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to need a light. It's dark in there.
Right? I've got light. He's got light.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you walk in, and you find yourself in the midst of a big tower. And the center of it is basically open. There is a, you come onto a platform that is basically winding around about half the tower, and you can see off to your right, the balcony goes around, there's no railing, there's a doorway, and then steps go down, and to your left, it curves around about a third of the tower, and then the stairs go up. And you can see the bottom of the spiral staircase basically winding all the way up to the top. And there's the occasional window. You can see a point way, way up where there's some kind of big landing balcony thing. And then way, way up above that, there's something up there, but you can't quite make out what it is.
Can I step back out and yell up at him to open the trap door to let some light in?
Yeah,
you can hear us.
Yeah, could I hear her from all the way up there?
150 yards. Feet?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I step back out.
Wait, I still have wax in my ears.
Who was sleeping in
it? Yeah, so I step back out, open up the trap door, let's see if it lets some light in.
A little bit?
Okay, does it clarify what's up there at all?
Not really.
Okay, so
it looks as though there's some kind of landing up there that's not attached.
Okay,
to the
so
roof.
There is something between
there's some
us
kind of
and
chamber up there.
There well, is something up there.
We're not just to climb up there and find him. Yeah, exactly. Well,
yeah, that would be pointless.
While they're fumbling around, I'm going through those dark arts books and looking for lore related to how to break this oath spell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if we get up there and he's broken the curse and he kills us all?
You don't know I'm doing this.
I know.
So what do you guys
it's only got to a spell slot.
Opened up the trapdoor. You can see down into it, and you're not going to go investigate?
Nobody's ordered me to go investigate.
Nope.
I'm chaotic neutral. I go out for it. Even literally says he always saves his own skin. He always looks out for his own skin.
All right, so let's go. Let's climb up. I think we'll try it up.
Yeah, a complete and utter coward. He would sell anyone out to save his own hide.
Should I take the lead and check for traps along the way?
No, I think we're okay on the stairs.
Okay, then you go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right. So you go your way around. Yep. Oh, there's a door, too. So you make your way around the balcony. There's a door set in the wall, and then the steps begin immediately.
Okay.
So you start going up the steps.
I want to check the door as we go by. Is it locked, or...
It's bolted on this side.
Okay.
Or it's barred on this side, I should say.
It's a stout defensive door.
And... Given the general layout of the castle, you bet it goes to more battlements, to more parapet.
Are you sure you haven't gained more than this? Because you seem really good at this rogue stuff.
I'm a defensive-minded person.
So you start making your way up the steps, and you make one complete rotation of the tower when you hear something very strange.
God damn it.
You hear, thump, thump.
Where do we
hear
this?
Somebody drop the bass.
Dubstep and Barovia? They are hip.
It's pretty big here.
And there's a light from up above.
So is this like a heartbeat?
The show is starting.
It sounds a lot like a heartbeat.
Oh, this is weird.
Do I hear this too?
Maybe this is where he
is. The trap door open?
That's what I was thinking.
Didn't I have to open the trap door because she told me to?
Yes.
Okay, trap door.
You kind of hear a thump from down below.
I close the trap door.
All right.
She's here.
So we hear a thump, thump, lights start. I really think Dubstep is probably about to come out.
You should tell Shroud that you like him as a friend so he can break his heart.
There is a red light at the top of the tower. And
I'm going to put him in the front.
The next time there's a heartbeat, thump, thump, it pulses with red light.
Okay, well, let's keep going.
Is this a happy red or a deadly red?
It looks disconcerting.
Well, that's not good.
This ain't Cinderella's castle.
I'm just saying, that could be his brother. This could be we're going the right
way. Are you going?
I think we go.
Yeah, we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Mine clearly says thrives on risk.
Like I said, we are the exact opposite characters. Mine thrives on
risk. As you go up, it starts to beat more regularly. And you make another round.
And once again, he's in the lead.
And then the shaking starts.
God.
It writhes. And you feel and there's no railing on this staircase. I need everybody to make me a saving, dexterity saving throw.
Not me, though, right?
Not you.
You're good.
14.
26.
14.
Huh, sounds like something's going on down there.
Six. Six?
Yep.
I need you to make me another dexterity saving throw.
Unfortunately, I'm sure they're fine.
Two.
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
You pitch off the side.
Do we have any more rope left?
No, we gave it all to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, let's we gave him 150 feet worth. We had 200.
No, I actually he said he took all of it.
Yeah.
Who's cast spells? Just is somebody going to get ready to help Porriot, dude?
I don't think we have time to react right now.
I'm quick enough to shoot you before you land, if that's going to happen.
How far am I falling?
You're falling about 100 feet.
Okay. I'm going to jump after him.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to grab him and try to grab the stairs and pull and stop us both.
I got grab better. The stairs with what?
My hands.
Yeah, but there's no railing, so...
You can grab the stairs.
But I've got better dexterity than he does, so I think if I grab him, catch him, and then try to grab the stairs and hold on...
And he's going
to
shoot his grappling hook gun and then swing from the chandelier.
I've got decent strength and decent... Is this impossible?
If you had a grappling gun, well... I applaud the.
No way, it's going to happen.
I'm going to point out. I did not want to try that.
Okay, then I won't try it. If it's impossible, I won't try it.
You're going to take a big tumble.
Mm. Jesus! You hear that? That was like 8 dice.
It was nice knowing you.
No, I have a lot of HP.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
And there's a lot of stairs.
I'm
we're gonna
it's going to be tough.
Hey, the good news is you're going to scout what's down at the bottom for us.
He's not going to want to do it again.
No.
But he should be okay.
You take 33 points of damage.
Oh. Yep. Hey, I've been there.
Yes, I do.
Disturbance that feels like the force, as if a big dumb asshole just...
that's actually only one more point that I took from being blood vomited.
To be fair, it didn't even put me down half, half HP.
You fall a long way. And you hit the floor really hard. And looking up, you see the entire tower, and you see it undulate. It looks...
Wow, even the top?
It looks like it undulates all the way up to the top, and the heart is pulsing regularly now.
I close the trap.
It's still going.
If the tower itself falls?
The tower is not falling.
No, okay.
And
it's
where
just,
you are?
It's just wiggling.
Nothing's happening. Yeah.
Guys, just fall back down. You'll be fine.
I'm just enjoying my book. I'm uploading all it right. to my Kindle.
do we think we want to keep going? Or
keep
are we
going. Keep
yeah,
going.
Keep going.
All right.
I like this plan, guys. Come
as
on.
You go up, wait, it wait, gets...
He's on top. Is he like, ooh, what's going on?
No, he can't feel it. It's no just effect. It's a trap.
Yeah,
okay. It's a magical thing.
As you go up, it is going to get harder.
Okay.
If you were to get down on your knees and
said.
Go slower... You would have a better chance.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, is we gave him his rope, all of our rope. Do we have anything else that we could anchor with?
Let's hands and knees. Let's try it that way.
Yeah, like.
All right.
Is it possible you should go down and she and I should go up because we're better at the dexterity stuff?
I'm already here, baby.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to need you guys to make me another dexterity save.
Do we get advantage for being on our hands and knees?
You get advantage for being on your hands and knees.
Hey, that's good.
So that 5, how's that do?
Roll twice.
Oh, okay.
23.
Oh, yeah, 14.
Okay. Well, my first roll was a 5, but my second roll was a 4.
Oh, dear.
So I got a 12.
A 12?
Yep.
That's not going to do it.
I didn't think so. Bye.
All right.
I'll also survive the fall, but it's going to hurt.
Can you cast the spell on the way down?
What spell?
Something. Cushion?
I don't have
magic
any kind of
cushions.
He doesn't have cushions.
I don't have cushions.
No feather fall?
Nope, no feather fall.
Max, catch him.
Land, aim for Max.
That's actually his name, Max Ketchum.
37.
All right.
Oh. I feel another strange disturbance in the forest, as if a slightly less big dumb asshole took a lot of damage.
Oh. Yeah, you were right. That is not a good thing.
Nope.
Yeah, no fun. Guys, don't try that. It's not good.
Yeah, come falling. Down.
I don't want to keep going.
Yeah, I'm down for keeping going. But I will go ahead and do a cantrip of resistance.
Does anybody have dispel magic
what?
Or something like that?
No.
It says that you can add a d4 to just a saving throw of its choice.
Oh, yes.
I don't even know what's happening.
Yes, you can.
All right.
We may have picked the worst possible plan in which to
You're
do
going
this.
To go up a little higher.
No.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Okay.
What if I go back down, go out the door, and yell, and tell him to go through the trap door and in?
That's good. You could try.
Because at this point, I'm wondering, where the fuck is he? That asshole is going to sit up there because I didn't fucking...
As you've made your way around, by the way, you're getting a better view up there, and now that it's emitting its own light, you can see that there is this huge thing at the top of the tower. It looks as though it's made of metallic wire and glass and whatnot, and it is a huge human heart.
It's your boyfriend.
And it pulses with light.
Well, you know, you can just yell down to us to go do it. You don't have to come back down.
Guys, I think
this is the Horcrux.
I want to stay where I am. I don't want to go higher. Max, you're doing better than him. I feel like you're going to take the stairs a little faster. If you could run up, run outside and yell up to Tooley Boy there.
What do you mean, run outside and yell at him?
Like, you're going to have to go up the stairs from the bottom.
We're all at the bottom.
No.
He's at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
He'll have to go up about 50 feet.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you need to go up the stairs, go out onto the battlement, yell up to Cornelius, dude, open the trapdoor, go inside, go down in there, and tell us, and report back.
I mean, if I take one more fall, I'm probably going to...
Let me do it. I've got better dex.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll crawl up, try to crawl up 50 feet.
One of you two, go tell Cornelius to be useful.
All right, I'll do this.
Then I'm still climbing up after the resistance thing.
Yeah.
You know what the definition of insanity is, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
When you keep doing the same thing and expect different results?
That's why I'm staying here and waiting for you guys to go tell Cornelius and report back.
All right. I'm going to crawl up.
Well, if nothing else, you can tell him to toss some of the rope down.
Does he survive the climb the 50 feet? I'm sure he doesn't, though, right?
Make me a dex check.
All right.
Are you crawling?
I am crawling. 20.
You make it up there just fine.
Okay.
Now, the interesting thing that happens is...
Uh-huh.
You get up to the landing where you were before.
Yeah.
And you see on either side of the door that leads out to the battlements,
mm-hmm.
there are essentially a set of crossed halberds. The halberds disengage themselves from the wall and start ominously pointing at you.
Jesus Christ.
I've run into a snag.
Ah, shit.
he uses the Chinese curse version of the word interesting, doesn't he?
All right.
You're still going up, right?
Yeah. I think one of you is going to have to break that heart.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I'm like, this book is great. I'm really enjoying this. Who is Stephen King?
So,
I haven't heard of
it. If I could recap... We gave the least trustworthy member of the party the ability to fly, all our rope, and a safe place to read his dark books on how to get away from the curse.
Yep.
And then we started climbing up to our doom.
I love this plan.
Are you going to try to get through the door?
No, fuck that. I'm going to stay right here.
He has lost a ton of hit points.
Yeah, I'm going to stay right here until they come at me.
They're coming at you.
Okay, then I am going to try to get through the door.
All right.
Okay, so he doesn't have the option of just standing there and being like, never mind.
No, apparently not.
They're being aggressive.
Okay.
They're aggressive.
Like
inanimate objects.
Yes. So, what are you going to do?
I'm
going to
try and dive past them out the door.
You could dodge and then move.
I'm going to try and do that.
All right, then. So they will take a swat at you.
Yep.
And they will roll at disadvantage.
Okay. And I'll use parry if I have to.
You do not have to.
Okay, good.
Yes. And because it's a big wide landing and not steps, even though it's undulating, you're okay.
All right.
And you roll past them and one of them goes high and one of them goes low and you go right through the middle. And then you're back out on the parapet outside.
And here's what you hear. Fuck, we're okay.
All right, so is he outside?
Yeah.
All right.
Cornelius, open the fucking trapdoor and get in the fucking house.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Do something useful.
Wait, have him throw some of the rope down.
Oh, and throw me the rope.
Throw me the idol.
Throw me the idol.
Throw me the whip.
I shove the books back in my bag, and I go and I open the trapdoor and look down. What do I see from my viewpoint?
So wait, does he put the rope down?
Did you say...
I yelled, throw me the rope, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
You untie the rope?
Would it make more sense for me to tie the rope to something at the top and lower it down?
I told you to throw me the rope.
All right. I threw him the rope, and then I opened the trap door and just looked down.
All right. You untie the rope from the big crenellation, and it falls. And then you open up the trap door. And you see there's a big round chamber. And off to one side, there's a gap in the floor with stairs coming up. And through that gap, you can see this pulsing red light. And down in the room, there are... On the floor, there's this amazing circle. engraved in the floor, and it looks like it's got metal sent into it, and there are all these sigils and things, and you recognize all of them.
Okay.
And there's all this other stuff. There's, you know, several burning braziers, and there's a little table, ritual table, with a dagger and a wand and a cup.
It's pretty much a tarot deck.
This is pretty much straight up your dark arts major spell chambery thing.
Did I learn anything from that book that would I would be able to use this in a very short period of time to break the oath?
Not in a very short period of time.
Okay, but it's good to know it's here.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's definitely here.
Okay.
And that's very impressive.
You said the red pulsy thing. Can I see the stairs from here?
You can see. Yes, you can see where, if you were in the room, you could go down into stairs. Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna very cautiously lower myself into the room.
Okay.
And I'm going to sort of tiptoe cautiously over to the stairwell and look down.
I need you to make me a perception check.
Okay.
And this is why, when you capture the bad guys, you don't brainwash them to work for you. You just kill them.
It's true.
Hey, I'm chaotic neutral. Thank you very much.
We could have had a good magic user.
13.
And 13? I mean that in both sense of the word.
Okay. You come down in, and you get to the floor, and that's when you look up and you notice the big things moving on the ceiling.
Yeah. Okay.
They are spiders. There are three of them.
Spiders.
And they're about the size of VW bugs.
Oh, fuck.
They're not bugs. They're arachnids.
Yes, they are.
Okay. But VW didn't make arachnids.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be a great car? The VW arachnid? No, I would totally buy one.
Casting wall of fire on myself immediately.
Wall of fire? Or
no, I'm sorry.
Fire shield. Wow, you don't fuck around. That's what he said.
Fire shield.
I'm willing to do this to
fire
myself.
Fire shield.
Da, da, da.
Okay. I need you to roll initiative. Oh my.
15 plus, what is my plus initiative? Plus 2, 17.
They go on 23. As soon as the heart woke up, they're like, ooh, dinner time, any minute now.
Oh, look, dinner. Did I fire shield before they?
No.
Damn it. Well, my plan may have backfired.
I'd like to say I'll feel bad when you die, but I
feel a great disturbance in the force. Giant Arschlock is about to get his comeuppance.
I hate to say it, but this seems like a good moment for cliffhanger.
All right. Well, that wraps it up for this time. And we'll be back next time, possibly not with Ravenloft, because we're assholes and we like to do that kind of thing. But we will return with more RPG.